My neighbor and I were talking last week about things we could do while our wives were having ladies' night out. I suggested that we might get a few guys together to play a friendly game of low-stakes poker. He said he loved poker and used to play both with friends and online, but he had not played in several years since his employer instituted a moral turpitude clause in his employment contract. That clause says that doing anything illegal at all could lead to termination, and being the savvy bettor that he is, he has determined that an evening of fun and the chance to win a few extra bucks for a night on the town aren't worth the risk of losing his good-paying job. Well, good news, neighbor. It is not just the smell of beer and cigar smoke in the air, but change. Illinois has had a state-run lottery since 1974, and it has allowed casino gaming on riverboats for nearly 25 years. Bingo games, betting on horse racing, and poker games for charity are also allowed. And since 2012, licensed restaurants, bars, and other businesses have been able to install video poker and slot machines. But sports betting, online gambling, and the at-home version of poker are still banned by Illinois law. Sports gambling may spread quickly, though, if a federal judge upholds New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's sudden decision in September to no longer prosecute casinos or racetracks for offering wagering on sporting events. Federal law prohibits the licensing and regulation of sports betting by all but four states that were grandfathered in. But in an effort to save four Atlantic City casinos from closing, Governor Christie has attempted to exploit a loophole in the law that seems to give states the power to allow sports gambling as long as they do not attempt to license or regulate it. A decision from the federal court about the legality of the New Jersey action is expected sometime in November, and if the judge in that case finds in favor of Governor Christie, other states, like Illinois, could see legalized sports books as a way to grow the state's economy and appease casino owners who are still stinging from the proliferation of video gaming in the state. It is not only sports betting that may be moving into the mainstream. In the last 3 years, online gambling has also gone from strictly verboten to perfectly palatable in the eyes of the federal government. In late 2011, a U.S. Assistant Attorney General issued an advisory opinion saying that the Federal Wire Act only outlaws online sports betting, not all online gambling, even though the law had been used just months before as the basis for indictments of several internet poker sites. This new interpretation left the states to decide for themselves whether to allow their citizens to gamble on the internet. The Illinois legislature held hearings on legalizing online gaming earlier this year, but that effort stalled in the face of opposition from casinos and racetracks. Still, if a tide of internet gambling legalization sweeps across the country, you may soon be able to sit in your U of I Zubaz in your basement in Urbana trying to bluff $100 out of an oil tycoon in Dubai. But while it may not be long before you can gamble online or place this semester's student loan check on the Illini to cover the spread against the pesky Golden Gophers. I'm going to start that over. But while it may not be long before you can gamble online or place the semester's student loan check on the Illini to cover the spread against the pesky Golden Gophers, my low-stakes kitchen table poker game remains illegal in Illinois. And at-home social players do not seem willing to ante up for lobbyists to change that law. So if you want into my weekly game, make sure to call me at home, not work, park around the corner, and leave your cop buddies at home. Oh, and bring the pizza. I'm Matt Andres.